Now, there's this very fancy new restaurant opening up in London, okay, and they're looking for people to fill the roles. One of the roles is, this is how fancy this restaurant is. You sit there and people come around and feed you grapes.
I'd hate that.
Yeah, I know you would hate it.
I'd hate that if I went to a restaurant and people wanted to hand feed me. I would hate that.
I don't want you to be the feeder. I want you to be I want you to be the feeder, not the feeder.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Sort yourself out there.
Shut your mouth. Now, this job entails, they're looking for a grape feeder. The job entails you've got to have two skills first.
And then like, do you pop it in? Do you like throw it? Or
no,
is there a mutual thing? Do you get to a point and they rip it out of your fingers?
Like if you and Teak were having a romantic night and you dipped a strawberry in chocolate and fed her, you wouldn't know about that. You don't just throw it in her face. You do it delicately.
I just know, and I know this is a terrible reference, but our cat, Tiff, the worst eater in the world. She's got a tiny mouth. She can't eat. Like, she's there. She always throws the food out the bowl. So when you give her a snack, she's so incapable of taking it off you. Like, if she goes to take it off you, it falls on the ground. You've got to throw it into her mouth like a basketball.
Well, no, I don't think this fancy restaurant wants to pick you throwing your grapes. You do it.
Because someone could choke, I guess.
Yeah, delicately.
Slowly,
okay.
Would I do it? Slowly and delicately.
Yeah, you try it on Teak tonight and see how she goes.
We don't have any grapes.
I'll buy you some damn grapes.
Okay. Where are the grapes?
The two things you need for this job: gorgeous, delicate, small hands, that is you, and also a basic...
That was enough for you to do this story. That was enough.
It is.
That
as soon as enough. I saw that, I thought, here we go.
This person has delicate, small, beautiful hands.
If they don't hire you, there's something wrong with this mob. Also...
After that, you didn't care where this story went.
No.
That was enough.
The second thing you need is a basic grasp of the Greek language.
Well, you are basic, so that's good.
Our boss, Billy, is in the studio. He is Greek because he says whooper all the time, so we thought we'd get him in.
Anyone can say whooper all the time, though, can't
they? But he says it with, the Greek passion.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning, Billy. How are you?
Kalimera.
Yes.
Good morning to you.
Kalimera. Yeah. That's the first one on here.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. Kalimera.
Sorry, Trace.
Oh, whoopah.
Okay, I had four.
No, here you go. Kalimia. Whoopah.
I had four phrases.
Kalimia.
Now I've got...
Kalimia. Is that hello?
Kalimera.
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 I had four simple Greek phrases for Maddie to do on Billy. Now I've got three.
So what does that mean?
You bloody ruined me.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good
hello.
Morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
So, Kalimera.
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 Okay.
Kalimera.
Jeez, we put Trace on the back foot here with this.
I just tried to make this show.
I know, you've jumped in
with
the first one on my list.
I was trying to bring some colour to
it.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Okay, we've got three.
Yep.
Okay, so Maddie's going to say it.
Unless Billy jumps in with another one.
See your mouth, zip it for a minute. Now, Maddie's going to say the next one, if you can tell me what that is. If he gets all three, he's got this job. We're going to fly him to London on our dime and get him this new job.
I love that.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, Maddie, what's your next one?
Who's going to do the voice tracking over weekends and stuff?
Oh, we'll get some knocked into it. Okay, go.
That's a spot that needs filling, guys. You know, I might be on a plane, but those spots don't fill themselves. Okay. Sigun me. Sigun me.
Oh, you're very Frenchy with that.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a Greek accent, but...
Sigun me.
So, so that's how it's phonetical.
Okay, well, Billy.
Sagumi.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Sagumi.
Sorry.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Wow.
So I don't know if I get that
whoopah!
One or not.
Oh,
no, but you couldn't tell from mine. You could only tell from reading it, so I got that wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
But you were close enough.
No, close enough, not good enough
on
this show.
Sorry about that, Annie Trace. We fired her up after we took the first one away.
Okay, number two, Maddie. This is a bit longer. Let's see how he goes with this one.
Venka tale veno.
Say it
one
again.
More time,
then Qatar le veno.
Okay, you're saying I don't understand.
Yes,
yes.
My God, you see Billy's face. He surprised him damn
self. I'm more excited than Maddie.
Okay, Whopper. We've got the last one. Will we Bundaberg? Will we finally be putting this tool on a plane to London, getting rid of him?
Can I just tell you? You're in elite club here because last night I found out that Tommy Lee has actually got Greek background.
You know what else he's got, don't you? Something Maddie has.
Whoopah. Whoopah. You know what that means? That means I hate you in Greek. Whoopah.
Oh, my belly hurts.
You know what that means?
I need to do a wee. Quick.
You know, whoopah. It means you shop at Miller's.
Now, we've got the last one. Will Billy get 3 from 3? Maddie.
Honestly, the Tommy Lee reference wasn't needed. These two bugger lugs loved it. Have you still got that on your phone as well, Trace? Have you still got that on your phone? You massive grub. What does Mark think about that?
Yeah, he's okay with it.
I'm dying here.
Oh,
I'm dying.
Yeah, we need a wee because I'm laughing. Quick. The last one. Will McFerrin get this last one?
Poso kani ato. Afto, sorry. Poso kani afto.
That's very almost Asian-like to...
No, my accents aren't
okay,
right.
Give it one more go.
Because all you've given me for to do a Greek accent is, it's miracle. But then I sound like Borat. So I'm like, where's the line between Greek and Borat? Kazakhstan.
Okay, let's go. One more time. What is it?
Okay, Rudy. It's a miracle. No.
I'll give you a clue.
Posokani after.
If you go to Greece...
Posokani... I'm just saying the same thing over and over.
If you go to Greece and you go into a shop, you might use this line.
Go to a shop.
Posokani
after.
Something here, it says. The last word is here.
No.
Stuffed it.
That actually means, how much is that?
Yeah.
Okay. But you've done well. You've done the good morning. You ruined that one.
Yep.
The next one was sorry. And the third one was I don't understand. Maddie, I think we can send you off to London.
You're off to Greece.
Hey!
You sent him off to Greece. You sent him off to London. Where are you guys sending me?
Just go somewhere.